you're ready, we'll get right down to it.
Sure.
All right, let's start with your year of graduation and your major.
Sure. I graduated from Berkeley in 2011, and I was a CWP, or Contemporary Writing and Production major.
Perfect. By the way, is that a, like, spring of 2011, fall, summer?
Yep, spring.
Great. And what was your principal instrument?
I was a trombone player.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll get to your history later. But for now, tell us about your current job. What do you do?
Sure. Right now, I'm a front-end developer for Priceline.com.
Yeah, and front-end means, as you say, what the people looking at the websites experience.
Right. It's what the people interact with. I'm building web pages, basically.
Uh-huh. And remind us, what does Priceline.com do?
They're an online travel agency, so they have really good deals on all sorts of travel, rental car, hotel, and flights, as well as vacation packages and cruises.
Gotcha. Is there a design role in your job, or has somebody else designed what it's going to look like, and then they're like, you do this?
Right. So we have designers on staff.
Mm-hmm.
So I might make some interpretations as to how the parts in between what they've designed work, because you can't really draw animations or user experience in a couple of pictures. There's some functionality that's left up to the developer's discretion.
Gotcha. Now, on a given little project, is it just like different projects are parceled out and then this one is your baby? Are you working with other developers?
So we work according to agile methodologies, which means we're each assigned tickets and tasks that we have to get done within a two-week sprint, it's called. So we have a two-week period to get our designated tasks done. And we're mostly going solo on these tasks, but if we need advice or if we need a little insight, it's very easy to get in touch with the appropriate people or discuss it with your neighbor. So it's a very supportive community.
Understood. Hey, let's zoom in here. And I know that the way Agile works, that it, as you say, it's these little two-week, you know, sprints where you get everything done that two-week period, and then you start a new one. But I'd love to hear kind of what the play-by-play and what your typical day is like, or if it varies too much over the sprint, you could sort of talk about what the typical sprint is like. But if you could, yeah, zoom it into a day, that would be great.
Sure. Well, most days I'm just taking a look at what tasks I have to get done and just really focusing on those. Not too many meetings, just about 15 minutes worth of meetings on a typical day, just to catch up with all the developers in our team and see where everyone is at. And we discuss if we have any blockers affecting us from getting our tasks completed.
I'm sorry, blockers? Do you just mean like problems that arise?
Right.
Yep.
So just communicating with each other how our work is going, if we still expect to get it done on time, and just working from there.
Gotcha. How many hours a week do you typically work?
It's a typical 40-hour a week job.
Very good. Now, to do these interviews, one of the criteria that you met is that you enjoy your work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to hear you tell us, what is it about your job, or at least your field, that you enjoy?
Well, I've always enjoyed being involved in these creative projects, and I've enjoyed working with puzzles, and that's what coding feels like. It feels like a really a puzzle that has a really creative solution every time. So I always enjoy spending my day solving puzzles. I like building cool things, and I like working with really great people who are supportive and always helping me to learn more and make myself a better developer every day.
Gotcha. Very nice. Okay, hey, let's take it back to 2011, or if need be further back. But there you are, graduating Berkeley, your degree, CWP. I'm guessing you weren't thinking front-end web developer?
Well, in 2011, I was starting to think about it because I knew I was going to be on the job market soon or not in college anymore. And I was wondering what exactly I was going to do once I got out into the real world. And one day a thought popped into my head that wouldn't it be great if there were a website where teachers could teach music lessons to students, and students all over the world could find great teachers to take music lessons with. So I brought this idea up with a couple of friends of mine, and we actually started a business called Jugubox that did online music lessons. So right after Berkeley, I went to pursue a graduate degree in music technology at New York University. So that I could familiarize myself with the technology I would need to be aware of. And once I got out of there,
I'm sorry, what? Can you tell me when you got out and did you get a degree from there?
Yes. So I got out in 2013, and I got a degree in music technology.
Was it a master's or?
Yes, it was a master's.
Perfect. All right, so there you are, out of there, has your master's in music tech, and now, do you still have this Jugubox thing?
Right, it's called Jugubox because Jugu is a Japanese word that's synonymous with after-school program that's very common in Japan. It was kind of a combination of that and Jugubox. Yes, after grad school, I pursued Jugubox full time, and I was working as a front end developer on it for about 6 months.
People in on it too?
Yes. So I had two other co-founders, and we had another developer who kind of lay down the foundation for the site, and it was really helpful having him on board because I got to learn a lot about web development from him.
Nice. Just curious, had you attracted outside funding, or was this like you all putting in your time and living cheaply?
Right. We were all putting in our time and money, and I was living at my parents' house in New Jersey for a little bit, trying to get off the ground. So it was a really great experience.
Yeah.
I figured I couldn't really support myself on it. It wasn't going to take off as quickly as I hoped. So then I got into some other projects before coming back into web development at Priceline years later.
Yeah, go walk us through what else you did then.
Sure. So...
And by the way, at this point, were you still looking to stay with music-related products since you had both a bachelor's and master's degree related to music? Or were you, at that point ready to broaden out?
That's correct. So I still wanted to work in music. So I fortunately got hired at my alma mater of New York University as a videographer for their music department.
Cool.
And
so just you knew they knew you and called you up one day or emailed you?
Pretty much. They knew I'd been filming some videos for my startup of Juku Box.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they had seen me with my camera. I had a pretty nice DSLR that I would take around sometimes. So they had me in mind as a guy who was good with cameras, and they brought me in and gave me some good work I could do while I was also freelancing as a DJ and a film composer.
Cool. So you're doing that for a little while?
Mm-hmm. I was doing that, but it still didn't really feel like the kind of lifestyle I wanted. I was working pretty much all day, every day, trying to support all these musical endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just starting to get kind of tired. It was pretty exhausting having to work from like 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day. I would work my job at NYU and then come home and work on my my side projects, write some music, play a show at a club, whatever. So it just got to be too much, and I wanted more of a normal lifestyle.
Do you mind sharing how much you were being paid at NYU?
Well, I will say that it was about half of what I make now.
Okay. So, like, you kind of need a little something else on top of it.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, so as you said, you're getting tired. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. So I was looking for a new job. And
in chronology here, are we, like, in, like, early 2014?
I would say it was maybe towards the end of 2015,
okay.
End of 2016.
Gotcha.
So eventually I found out about these coding boot camps or intensives that were arising all over the country.
Is this like where you learn to code?
Right. So I had already had some background in coding. I had taught myself and had done a little bit of coding in graduate school as well, but not for web. It was more of signal processing.
Sure.
So I got to find out about these boot camps, and I talked to some friends from graduate school who had ended up becoming developers as well. And everything I heard about the field sounded really attractive to me. It sounded like exactly what I wanted to do. Great lifestyle. And you get to solve puzzles all day, which is what I love. So I committed to it and I went for it.
Now, you must have been phasing something out, because it sounds like your days were totally full. I mean, as you were learning.
Right. So I pretty much phased everything out. I left NYU. I left my work there.
Mm-hmm.
This was in April of 2016 now.
Okay.
So I left my work there. I left the DJing gigs. Haven't done one since, and didn't really do any more film scores, so I was just completely focused on coding now.
Gotcha. And then you talked about boot camps. Like, how long was then this boot camp process going on for, where you were learning?
This was a 3-month program.
Okay.
With the days going from something like 9 to 5, 9 to 6, something like that.
Wow, that's pretty brutal. I mean, think of how much time students are in class in an undergrad setting.
Fortunately, the commute was short. Just right across the Brooklyn Bridge for me.
Do you recall what was a specific either college or training program or specific company that was sponsoring this?
So this was at Full Stack Academy. One of several coding boot camps in New York City.
Gotcha. And I'm guessing you get like a certificate or two at the end?
Right. You get a certificate. More importantly, you build a portfolio of projects that you can show to companies. They have a hiring day at the end where like 15 companies come in and you get to interview with a few of them. So that was cool. And it got my foot in the door in some places.
Cool. Was that Priceline yet, or that was yet to come?
That was yet to come.
Mm-hmm. So were you doing like some freelance work?
Well, once I got out, I was just totally focused on finding a job. Mm-hmm. And all the work I did was basically for my education, to kind of learn new skills. Priceline was actually the first company I applied to outside of the companies I visited for hiring day after I finished the program. Mm-hmm. So the whole process of applying and then hearing back and getting the interview and landing the job took about 6 weeks.
Okay. It can feel longer while you're in the middle of it.
But right.
In the scheme of things, that's not bad.
Yeah, I was starting to get anxious towards the fifth or sixth week, but fortunately it all worked out.
Great. And they hired you essentially into the position you're in now, just a different team?
Correct. Virtually the same team, but a different focus.
Gotcha.
Or a modified focus, I'd say.
Understood. So you've been there, what, a bit over 6 months now?
I've been there for, I'd say, 4 months.
Okay. Very cool. And sounds like you're happy where you are. Is there, where do you see yourself in, like, 3 or 5 years?
Well, hopefully I'm still there. Moving my way up. I'm definitely trying to learn every day new skills that I can bring to the table, new frameworks that might be useful. And I'm hoping I can get to the position of senior developer in a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe beyond, maybe a director of front-end technology.
Gotcha. Very cool. All right. Well, hey, let's move on to the third part of the interview then. So first question I have for you, and you may have answered it already, but I'll ask it anyway, is what, if anything, is your current relationship with music?
So I feel like I enjoy music more now that it's not really my profession anymore.
Uh-huh.
Just last weekend, I took out my trombone again for the first time in a long time, and played along with some Jamie Ebersold books, some play along books.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun, and it just feels a lot more like the reason I fell in love with it in the first place, because it's so free now. I'm not really having to write with all these restrictions and customers in mind. It's all for me now.
Would you believe me if I said you're not the first person who's said something like that?
I'd believe it. Makes sense.
Very nice. Okay, No, I'd like you, of course, thinking back to your Berkeley education, and obviously you went there knowing it gave that one degree, a bachelor in music, and, you know, it doesn't specifically prepare people to be web developers. But all that said, is there anything that you feel your Berkeley education did well to prepare you for your current job?
Sure. I feel like they really gave me a very strong entrepreneurial spirit.
Go on.
They really made me feel like an entrepreneur there, because I wasn't always this way. I was kind of shy and always really focused on just like following the path of whatever my academics laid out for me. Like my focus was always getting A's in school, but then I wasn't really focused on much else. I wasn't really thinking about careers or anything, but Berkeley really changed the way I thought about all that. I'll give one example. Sure. I had a music production class with Michael Farquharson, where one of the assignments was to call 5 companies that I might be interested in working with in the future and have a conversation with them. And that was unlike any assignment I'd ever had before. And I was pretty shy and I really didn't like making phone calls, but I always wanted to do my homework and do a really good job of it. So I had to do this assignment. And I thought these people I was calling would be mad that I was wasting their time, not really helping their business in any way. But I was really surprised to see that everyone was really responsive and happy to talk to me. I even had one post-production facility I contacted ask if I was interested in an internship. And this made me realize that calling these companies and making connections at companies like this was actually a really good way to get my foot in the door when I was looking for work.
Gotcha. Well, that's a great story.
Okay. Right. So it kind of made me realize that there was more to looking for jobs than just filling out applications and waiting to probably never hear back from wherever I was applying. It made me really realize that I could kind of keep the ball in my court and find these unique strategies for getting my foot in the door wherever I wanted to go. And that's kind of how I wound up at Priceline, because in that case, I contacted an alumnus of Full Stack Academy who I didn't really know other than the information that was provided on his LinkedIn page. Mm-hmm. And I knew how to sell myself well. And I said I had these years of experience working for a startup that I founded, and I had done a coding boot camp to kind of get familiar with the modern technologies. And he liked what I had to say, and he gave me a referral. And Priceline liked what I had to say at my interview, and they gave me the job. So everyone was happy in the end.
Yeah, and as you say, the way you reached out to him, you know, may have made the difference.
Right. I think Berkeley gave me the confidence to reach out to people to kind of find these unconventional ways of applying for jobs and finding work.
Very good. Great answer. Hey, let's flip this question around now. Because, again, you went to Berkeley knowing you were getting a Bachelor of Music degree. And yet, when you look back at your Berkeley education, is there anything where you say, you know, it would have been really useful to have learned this, and Berkeley could have taught it to me, and they didn't? I think you wish you'd learned, or you feel Berkeley could have done better to prepare you.
Well, I was happy that I was happy with several things they did. Not sure I'm thinking about the things I wasn't happy with, but I always liked how we had multiple projects going on at one time, and I was learning how to deal with these tight deadlines at every corner, and I was learning how to call up people and get them to play on my projects so that I could turn in recordings of my projects for all these tight deadlines I had. So dealing with all that taught me how important it was to work with colleagues, how important or how to handle deadline pressure, how to manage my time. Taught me some really useful skills. So now, if I'm to answer the question of what did I not, or what was I left wanting from Berkeley, from their curriculum, I don't really know how to answer that.
Okay, you know, it's a minority, but there definitely are people where I just say another satisfied customer. And maybe you're one of them. So, great. Glad to hear it. Now, of course, you had that hard work at a startup. As you said, you went straight into graduate school right out of Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you finished grad school, you know, tried the startup, but it was a fairly, you know, if not the shortest path ever, a fairly direct path into what you're doing now, and I'm sure the path will continue, as you say. But you'd probably believe me if I said that some folks haven't yet found that path, and some recent grads who are still trying to figure out what it is that they're going to do, or even people at Berkeley looking out into the big scary world. And for either or both of those groups, do you have any advice?
Sure. I'd say that you can pretty much, well, Berkeley made me feel like I could pretty much do whatever I want as long as I created my own path for it and gave myself the opportunity to do it. So I'd say you just have to really figure out creative strategies for getting your foot in the door wherever you want to be. So you have to really be persistent. You have to not be afraid of contacting people and using all your connections and making new connections any way you can to get your foot in the door wherever it is that you might want to be. And also, I would say I was really happy that I found out about these coding boot camps, that it was possible for so many people to just basically do a complete career change and in only 3 months be prepared to enter a completely different field when there are college programs that prepare people for years to get the same job.
By the way, do you mind sharing? I'm sure there was some tuition that you paid. Do you mind sharing about how much it cost in terms of money?
Yeah, this 3 month program? It's about the cost of maybe just a semester of college, or maybe even less than that, maybe half a semester of college. So,
$10,000.
About $16,000.
Okay. So, yeah, it's substantial money, but if you're coming out of it with great job skills,
mm-hmm.
it pays for itself in under a year.
Right. That's how I thought about it. I knew that it was going to pay for itself. And it was totally worth it. And they had lots of convincing statistics, 97% hiring rate in 3 months after graduation. So I knew with my creative skills and getting my foot in the door that I was going to be part of that 97%.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, that's great advice. All right. Well, I only have one last question for you.
Sure.
Which is, you have the mic, and you're being recorded. So, is there anything we missed or anything else you'd like to say?
Interesting question. It's funny because I worked at NYU as a videographer, and I was doing these kinds of interviews too, and I would always end it with, is there anything else we haven't said yet that you think we should include? And now it's being turned on me, and I realize how surprising of a question it is.
You should have seen it coming, right?
Right. Well, I guess one thing I've thought about is if I could do it all again, would I have gotten a computer science degree and just gone straight into working as a front-end developer? Mm-hmm. But I'm really glad I took the path I did, because I got to have these really cool experiences in music that I can think about for years to come and tell my grandkids one day. Really, really fun stuff. Getting to meet lots of great musicians while I was doing Jukubox. I got to DJ at some really cool venues like Highline Ballroom. I got to do a New Year's Eve party last year, where everyone was super excited to be there, and just some really cool experiences. So really no regrets. I love the music. I got to write as a film composer over the years. I love all the videos I got to make at NYU, and I love what I'm doing now. And I am excited to do it for years to come, but I'm glad I got to pursue my passion for a while and in music and see what it was like working in that field.
Oh, very good. That's a great note to end on. Well, hey, Jonathan, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this interview. And sounds like you're on a great path, and I wish you best of luck and make a senior developer and beyond sooner than you think.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Look for a message from me in the very near future on LinkedIn.
Oh, sure.
All right. Take care and have a great evening.
All right, you too. Bye.